Hey, Tailblazers, I'm Tessa Flannery, and this is Girl Tales, a kids podcast of feminist stories for a new generation. I'm so happy to be joining you today. I've been a member of the Girl Tales team since May of 2018. I'm a writer and producer, and I've written and performed in freshwater stories, as well as tales like Marie the Nutcracker Prince. Maybe you're wondering, where is Rebecca? She and the whole Girl Tales team are busy building the fourth season just for you. Our first new episode will be on October 4th. In the meantime, Rebecca asked me to share my favorite Girl Tales story with you. So I am. Grown-ups, Girl Tales is brought to you by families like yours. If you'd like to hear your child's name in one of our season 4 episodes, head to patreon.com/girltales and donate today. Now on to our episode. This is Beauty and Bee by Kathleen Coombs. Enjoy!
Beatrice? Honey, it's time to get up. Beatrice!
Mom! I told you not to call me that anymore. It's B. Just B.
Well, be a good girl and get up, would you? School starts in 43 minutes.
Okay.
Would you like to work in the garden with me after school? I just got 3 new types of roses that need to be transplanted.
You want me to garden? Like in the dirt?
You used to love gardening. It wasn't that long ago you were following me around the patio telling me all the Latin names for the flowers.
You mean when I was a kid?
You're still a kid.
Mom, I'm 12. That's almost 13.
Don't remind me.
Gardening just isn't cool. Honestly, nobody popular digs their hands around in the ground. Seriously.
But Beatrice, if you...
Right.
You know, the bees certainly like my garden.
Jeez, Mom, buzz off.
Oh my gosh, a joke. My Beatrice is still in there.
Yeah.
Honey, the garden just isn't the same without you. The flowers are losing their strength and the petals just seem to fall right off. Won't you think about helping me?
Aren't we going to be late?
You're right. Better get in the car. Honey, the bell's about to ring.
I just need a minute.
Why are you always checking your face in that mirror? Last year you were voted most beautiful girl in school. Doesn't that mean you always look beautiful?
What if I had cereal stuck in my teeth?
Well, then you'd have a snack for later.
Mom! Ew!
You look fine.
I have to look better than fine, Mom.
For who?
You don't get it.
Yeah. Out of touch, Mom. Have a good day, hon.
Thanks.
Okay, students. You have exactly 30 seconds to get your behinds behind your desk. Let's go.
Hey, Jessica.
Hi, V.
How do I look today?
Let me see. You look great, like always. I totally agree. Your skin is smooth, and your hair is smooth, and your lip gloss is...
smooth?
Exactly.
Thanks, Sarah.
Beatrice, put away the mirror and pull out your notebook.
Yes, Miss Thompson.
Thank you. Good morning, class!
Good morning.
Oh, you can do better than that. Good morning, class!
Good morning, Mrs. Thompson!
Indeed! Did everyone see our little greenhouse today? It's a very exciting day, indeed! We have buds! Looks like the grow lamp we put in last week is doing the trick. Excellent suggestion, Beatrice!
That was your idea?
I mean, yeah. Why?
Whatever.
With ideas like that, I can't wait to see your entry into this year's science fair.
You can't really be thinking of entering.
Oh, no, of course not.
Good.
Speaking of which, we have a new student today. She just transferred here from across town, where I am told she won last year's gold medal in her old school science fair.
Wow. How totally lame.
Ladies, please. Would you like to introduce yourself? Hi, my name is Rose Johnson. Tell us a little about yourself, Rose. Okay, well, I did win the science fair last year, which was pretty cool.
Cool? What a nerd. Yeah, what a nerd.
Well, I like science.
Do you think she heard us?
Who cares?
In fact, it's amazing the things you can do once you learn to manipulate the elements. A little light, a little breath, a little... Oh dear, the lights seem to be going in and out. I hope we aren't heading for a power outage. And the greenhouse was just starting to turn around. Oh, I have a feeling the greenhouse will be just fine, Mrs. Thompson. Oh, there's the light. That's better. Thank you, Rose. Class, I trust you will be more than welcoming to Rose as she adjusts to her new school. Won't you? Won't you?
Okay.
Excellent. Now, let's take a look at where we left off yesterday. Photosynthesis! Who remembers what two ingredients plants use to create energy? Anyone? Beatrice.
Me?
Yes.
Geez, why would anyone know that?
Beatrice.
I don't know.
You don't?
No.
Are you sure? Yes, Rose? Carbon dioxide and sunlight. Correct. Very good.
She would know the answer.
Now, let's all take out our workbooks and turn to page 27. See if you can fill in the chart there.
I hate workbooks. So annoying.
I know. Learning is so difficult. Beatrice, why don't you show Rose our greenhouse?
Me?
Yes, you.
Be careful, Bee. I wouldn't get too close if I were you.
What? Why?
There's just something about the new girl. Something weird. Yeah, something weird.
Ladies, your workbooks.
Yes, Mrs. Thompson.
Aren't you going to show me the greenhouse?
Yeah, I was just checking my face first.
Why? Is something wrong with it?
What? What's wrong with it?
Lighten up, Beatrice. Come on. Why didn't you say the answer before? About photosynthesis.
Oh, I didn't know the answer.
Yes, you did. I saw it written right in your notebook.
Maybe I didn't want to sound like a know-it-all.
Who cares what anyone else thinks?
So this is the greenhouse we've been working on. The idea was to replicate a fully functioning garden, but on a small scale.
Like a miniature ecosystem.
Yes, exactly. Then we can study it right here in the classroom.
How's it doing?
A bit better now. It just seems to be growing so slowly.
Let me just take a look.
Hey, what are you?
Hold on.
The leaves are growing! How are you?
Come on, Bee. Yeah, you don't have to talk to her anymore. I can't believe you're going to eat that. Ugh, I hate meatloaf day.
Really? I don't think it's so bad.
But this is the pretty table, Jessica.
So?
Ugh. What do you think, Bee?
It's, totally gross.
Exactly. See? I told you it was gross, Jessica.
Yeah,
gross. I don't know what I was thinking.
Does my hair still look okay?
You have the best hair, Bee. You really do. It's so smooth. Just like your skin. And your lip gloss. Oh no, look who's coming over here. That new girl.
Rose?
Unbelievable. I mean, she's not even pretty.
Hey everyone, is it cool if I sit?
You mean, like, here? With us?
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think, B?
Me?
Yeah. Do you think we should let a nerd sit with us? An ugly nerd?
Well...
Come on, B. Tell her.
No. We don't want you to sit with us.
Wow. You couldn't even look up from your mirror to say that?
I'm sorry, but this is the table for pretty girls only.
I actually thought you might be different. But you're just like your friends, aren't you?
And what's wrong with that? Yeah.
Actually, you're worse than they are. Because they don't know any better. You do. But instead of standing up to them, you just stare at yourself in that tiny little mirror. What is it you see in that thing? If you're not careful, you might just see what I see.
Oh yeah? And what is that?
A big, mean, ugly, beast!
What? What did you do? Rose, what did you do to me?
Bee, where are you going? Bee?
Oh no. My hair isn't smooth. My skin isn't smooth. And no lip gloss. What happened? Did Rose do this? There are two great big horns coming out of my head. My hair is turning into a matted, awful mess, and my face, it's ugly. Worse than ugly. Like a monster. How can I ever show my face at school again? I should have listened to Jessica and Sarah when they told me to stay away from the new girl. Oh no!
Bee, where did you go?
Please, don't look at me.
Why?
That girl did something to me and now I'm a...
What?
Please, just leave me alone.
Hey, Bee. How was school today?
Fine.
Bee? Why won't you look at me?
Because I look awful.
What are you talking about?
Don't you see the horns? The fur?
The what? Oh, Bee, stop being funny.
You don't see it? But I'm looking in the mirror right now, and I see it.
All I see is my beautiful daughter.
You really don't see it?
Have you been studying too much? A little rest and you'll feel good as new in the morning. You'll see.
Okay.
Beatrice, honey, it's time to get up. Bee.
Okay. Oh no. The horns are still there. My hair is still matted and awful. And my face is ugly. Maybe if I just put this hat on and I stay away from everyone, that'll have to do for now.
Beatrice, come on.
Coming.
Have a good day, hon.
Okay. Oh no, Sarah and Jessica. I'll have to walk faster.
Bee,
Where are you going? Bee, why are you walking by us?
I need to get to my locker before class.
We still have 5 minutes. Slow down. Yeah, can I borrow your mirror?
Yeah, sure, I guess.
Thanks. You're so lucky, Bee.
Lucky? Me.
You always look so perfect. I have to struggle each morning to get my hair to lie flat.
And your skin is always clear and bright.
That's not funny, you guys. Really.
Funny?
I know I look like a monster. You don't have to make fun of me.
And that's a cool hat.
What was that about?
Good morning, class!
Good morning,
Mrs. Thompson. Oh, come on, with some spirit!
Good morning, Mrs. Thompson!
That's more like it. A quick reminder that entries for the science fair are still open. The theme this year is Going Green. And I want you all to be creative with what that means to you. Okay, now I hope everyone got their brain sleep last night, because we are going to be diving into all of the parts that make up a plant. Well, I thought it sounded like fun, but if you'd rather take a pop quiz...
No, thank you.
That's what I thought. Beatrice, would you like to start us off by reading from page 76? Beatrice?
Actually... I'm not feeling too well. I think I should just go lie down in the nurse's office for a bit.
Okay, sure. Rose, would you please take Bee to the nurse?
I can find it on my own. Thanks.
Well, I'm glad you can do some things without your friend's permission. I hope you feel better in a bit, Beatrice.
Thanks!
Bee! Hey, Bee, aren't you going to sit with us?
I can't believe you're even talking to me when I look like this.
Like what? I told you before, I like the new hat.
Stop. I'm looking in the mirror. I can see it. I look so... so...
What?
You know. I'm not even hungry. I think I'm going to go sit in the library.
The library? Are you still not feeling well?
See you guys later.
Beatrice, honey, it's time to get up. Beatrice?
Oh, honey, what's wrong?
Mom, I don't think I can go to school today.
Are you feeling sick? Let me feel your forehead. I don't think you have a fever. Do you have a test today?
No.
Did you forget to do your homework?
No, I swear. I just don't want to go.
If I let you stay home, will you come sit outside with me while I do some gardening?
Yeah, okay.
Well then, I suppose one day away from school won't hurt. Come on. Can you pass me that shovel? Thank you. Isn't this nice? Sitting out here in the sunshine?
I guess.
I could swear the flowers look a little brighter just from you stepping out into the garden. Beatrice, what is going on with you? You've been acting funny for days, and you don't want to go to school? You used to love your classes.
Oh, Mom, I just don't want anyone to see me like this.
Like what?
Can't you see? Look!
I'm not sure what you want me to see. Honey, did something happen at school?
There was this girl. a new girl. And I wasn't very nice to her, I know. But then she wasn't nice to me. And then everyone laughed. And then I looked in the mirror and...
Oh, B. It's so hard to be your age. I know it was a long time ago, but I do remember. One day you're a happy kid, and the next you don't even recognize your own reflection.
No, Mom. You don't understand.
I understand more than you think.
But I look like this awful beast, and no one will admit that I look any different.
And is that even so important?
The only reason Sarah and Jessica even wanted to be friends with me is because I won that stupid thing. There's no way I'll be voted most beautiful girl in school this year.
B, you see this rose bush?
Yeah?
What do you see when you look at it?
Roses?
Right. Of course. You see the pretty flowers.
Yeah.
But roses aren't just pretty flowers. They're the leaves, the stems, and you know what else? The thorns. Look. Every rose in here has prickly, sharp thorns all over them. But do we hate roses because they have thorns? Are they any less popular?
No.
Exactly. Roses have beautiful parts and not so beautiful parts. In a way, that's kind of what makes them special.
I guess.
Besides, the best part of roses has nothing to do with what they look like.
What do you mean?
The smell. I just love the scent of roses, don't you? Try it.
That is pretty nice.
B, there is so much more to you than what you look like. Don't you know that?
Not really.
Well, you used to. Come on. What else are you other than pretty?
I'm smart.
Yes, you are. And?
And I used to be kind.
Well, you can be again. Why don't you start by handing me that watering can? Thank you. Look at that. All the flowers are opening up. You really do have the magic touch, Bee.
Okay, class, let's all settle down and say good morning.
Good morning, Mrs. Thompson.
You're learning. I knew it was possible. Okay. For my eager young scientists in the room, this is the last week to enter into the science fair. Is it extra work? Yes, but you will get extra credit. And if you're behind, you can work in this room during lunch. All right, now that that's out of the way, who can tell me what human process is most similar to photosynthesis? Anyone? Someone is actually raising their hand. I'm in shock. Yes, Beatrice.
Respiration.
That is correct. Very good. Now let's all pull out our workbooks.
Wow. Did you spend your sick day studying?
It wasn't that hard of a question, Sarah.
Every question in this class is hard.
You just have to let yourself think about it, Jessica. You're probably smarter than you know.
Thanks, Bee. Maybe you can help me with this workbook page?
Sure.
Ugh. Whatever, nerds.
Okay, that's lunch. I'll be here the entire period if anyone wants to talk about the science fair. Aren't you going to lunch?
Oh, I don't know if I feel like it.
The school lunches are pretty gross here.
They aren't so bad once you get used to them. The meatloaf is actually...
Meatloaf? Blah. Well, I'm going to be in here working on my science fair project. If I can get it to work.
Want to maybe tell me about it?
You mean you want to talk to me?
I can't exactly sit at the pretty table anymore. Not after what you did.
What I did?
Oh, come on. I know you put some kind of curse on me.
You think I put a curse on you?
Yeah. Every time I look in the mirror.
The mirror, huh? Have you even tried sitting at the pretty table lately?
Oh, no. I don't think I could handle being rejected.
You mean like you rejected me?
I'm really sorry about that. You were new here, and I was mean. I shouldn't have told you you couldn't sit with us.
Thanks. You can make it up to me by helping me with this project. I'm trying to grow a self-sustaining flower garden. I was inspired by your greenhouse over there, actually.
Really?
Yeah. Except, see the top? This garden is completely closed, so you don't need to water it.
Like a terrarium?
Exactly. I'm even trying to get it to where it doesn't need sunlight.
Is that even possible?
I hope so. Otherwise, I don't have much of a project.
Hmm. Well, have you tried giving them a little attention?
I've been working on this for a week.
Yeah, but I mean like really focusing on them. My mom always says our garden only blooms when I go out there and sit by the flowers. Sometimes I even talk to them. Otherwise, if I don't spend time in the garden, they lose all their color and start to fall apart.
So you can do it too.
Do what?
Here, take my hand.
Rose, what are you...
Just try something with me. Take my hand. Now, place your other hand on the terrarium.
Okay.
And together, let's just ask them to grow.
Like, out loud?
Maybe we can start in our heads.
Okay. Oh my gosh!
It's working!
They're getting taller!
Oh no, they stopped!
I feel kind of tired now.
We can try again tomorrow. If we work all week, maybe we can get them to bloom.
Beatrice, are you considering entering the science fair? You won't have much time to get your project together.
Actually, she's joining my project.
Entering as a team, are we?
If that's okay.
The two of you on one team. Now that's a project I can't wait to see. I'll put your name down, Beatrice.
Do we have to present it in front of the whole school?
You'll be great. As long as you aren't afraid of sounding like a know-it-all.
What's so bad about that?
Hey, Bea.
We haven't seen you all week.
I've been really busy.
Oh, yeah? Doing what?
Working on a science project.
Ooh, a science project.
With Rose.
With the nerd? But why?
Because it's fun. That's why.
Is that why you've stopped doing your hair every day?
My hair?
I mean, you aren't even wearing lip gloss.
Listen, I have to go. We really need to make sure everything is perfect before the fair tonight.
Do you really have to go, like, right now?
Rose is waiting for me.
Look, you can go do this science thing with Rose if you want to. But if you do, that's it. We're done. Because you can't be friends with her and with us.
You know what? That's okay.
Hey, you ready to work? The flowers are almost ready, so I think if we give it one more try, they'll open up just in time for the fair tonight.
Let's get to work then.
Ah, now I recognize some of my students out there. Parents, students, thank you so much for joining us for such a fantastic science fair. We had some great entries this year, including a few who really stretched the bounds of the theme, Going Green. So let's have a round of applause for all of our participants. And now, the moment you've all been waiting for. The winner of this year's first place ribbon truly impressed the judges. In fact, we have never had such an amazing entry in all of the years we've held this competition. What a delight to watch flowers open up right before our eyes here in the middle of the cafeteria. Rose and Beatrice, I am pleased to present you with this year's first place ribbon!
Oh my gosh, we won?
Yeah, we did. High five! Bea, I'm so proud of you!
Thanks, Mom. It was really hard work, but it was also a lot of fun.
And is this your friend?
This is Rose. She's an amazing scientist, really. Almost a sorcerer, really.
Nice to meet you, Rose. Shall we all take a picture with your ribbons?
Okay, crowd in now. And there.
Wanna see?
This is the picture you just took?
Yeah.
But I look...
happy?
My hair is smooth again. And I don't even have any horns.
Horns? Oh, honey, I'm glad you're playing around again, but sometimes I do not understand your jokes. Oh, there's Mrs. Thompson. I'll be right back.
Okay, Mom.
Horns, huh?
So did you reverse it?
Reverse what?
The spell. Or whatever you did to me to turn me into a beast.
You look just fine to me. In fact, you look happy.
I think they're gone. I just want to check in the mirror.
I haven't seen you do that lately.
If I can find my compact. Here it is. Oh no! The mirror! It's completely cracked. I can't even see into it anymore.
Hey, Bea! Hi, Rose!
Jessica, you came to the science fair?
Well, I wanted to see what you've been working on. It's a really cool project, by the way.
Thanks. Hey, Jessica, do you have a mirror I can borrow?
Sure, here you go.
Wow, I really do look like me again.
Or maybe it was the mirror that was the problem.
The mirror! Of course!
I tried to tell you.
Thanks, Jessica.
Oh, you can keep it if you want.
That's okay. I don't think I'll be needing one anymore.
Girls, I am so proud of you. Let's celebrate. Who wants ice cream?
I'm in if you are.
Sounds great.
Yeah, let's go.
Great. Why don't you girls check with your parents and I'll see you at the car.
Jessica, are you sure? Sarah made it pretty clear that you can't sit at the pretty table if you're friends with us.
That's okay. At least at the other tables, I'm allowed to eat the meatloaf.
You actually like the meatloaf?
Yeah, I do.
So do I. I even like the tuna casserole.
Me too.
You do? You are so weird.
I am?
Yeah. I like it.
You know what? I like it too.
That was Beauty and Bee by Kathleen Coombs. Performed by Gina DeMay, Alex Massaros, Maria Ortiz Marquez, and me, Tessa Flannery. Directed and hosted by Rebecca Cunningham. Sound design by Chad Chennai, and original music by Eli Denby Wood and Amy Geisbers Van Wyk. Don't forget to subscribe to Girl Tales. Rate and review us wherever you get your podcasts. And if you loved this story, share it with a friend. Grown-ups, you can find us on Instagram and Facebook. Oh, and remember, we believe in you.
Strong in the night. You gotta remember, yeah, you gotta remember. Being a princess ain't about the dresses. Being this. It's all.